We're going to look at a diagram of the golden circle, which was taken from a TED talk by Simon Sinek. It's not long and it's worth a watch to see some illustrations of how companies, particularly in marketing, have used why to better convince consumers of what. We've put the link in your further reading, but for now I'll break down the key points. We've already explored the how, what, why, where of your network, but here's an extra lens on using why in all your network-related conversations with stakeholders. Because particularly when we talk to senior stakeholders, too often we can push the what we have to offer. And I think this will be because of concerns of wasting someone's time and wanting to get to the point. But actually, taking time to explain the why of something, your motivation, has greater influence on the minds of others. They can envision their future in what you're selling. An example in our case might be that you begin by saying, "I think we need to be more innovative in our product design. We should encourage more diversity of thought to challenge our status quo. To do this, I think we should examine how we run our regular meetings to make them more inclusive." As with all these things, be critical, because it might otherwise suggest leaders should just be appealing to the limbic brain of emotion and instinct rather than our critical faculties. And I think that good leaders do both. They present values you can believe in, but offer information and opportunity to think for yourself. Whenever we're talking about how to drive influence, we mustn't do so without thinking about the wider impact. Influence, of course, can be used recklessly, particularly when we're talking about inspiring an emotional reaction. So whenever we talk here about influencing change, we're talking about considered ethical change. And when we talk about leaders, we're also talking about role models.